Check, 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 check. Hello. Hey, friends. How are we doing? Welcome back to 30 New Things. This is episode 18. 1-8. The big 1-8. The podcast can... What can you do at 18? Wow, what? You're an adult. The podcast is an adult. The podcast can move out of the house. Get a job. Well, you can get a job earlier. What can you really do at 18? Besides, like, the fact that you're officially, legally an adult. I guess that's a big deal in itself. I don't remember turning 18. I don't remember it being that really that big of a deal. I felt old. I wanted to be 17 forever. I loved being 17. Being 18 felt like, oh, I have to like be an adult now. You know, I don't remember it being that great. 19 was kind of cool because it was like, I don't know, you're more of an adult. Yeah, and oh, I do remember my 18th birthday was picture day for the dance team, for my dance team I was on. So there are nice photos of me on my 18th birthday in my little dance uniform thing with my little pom-poms. That got off track quickly. What was I talking about? It's episode 18. How are we doing? It's Friday, August 27th. And as this meme that I shared on Facebook told me, out of Ohio's 12 seasons of the year, we are in Hell's Front Porch. That's the season we're in. It's so accurate. I'm going to pull up this. Oh, my computer doesn't like to do other things while I'm recording. Okay, Ohio's 12 seasons. We got winter. Okay, regular winter. We have full spring, which is like those 2 weeks where it's kind of warm and you think spring's coming. It's like in March. And then we go back into second winter where it snows again. And then third winter where it's still cold, it's still snowing. Then when that fades away, we have the pollinating, which is... the pollen. Pollen everywhere. Pollen covering your car. Don't put your windows down. You will get pollen everywhere. After that, we have actual spring, which is kind of nice. Still kind of cold, but nice. Warms up a little. And then we go into summer, which I feel like this year we skipped regular summer. We just went right to Hell's Front Porch because it got hot pretty fast, like in June. Or was it May? I don't know, but we skipped right over regular summer. And it's been Hell's Front Porch since June, I believe. And now we're in, I feel like we need to add another where it's just swamp. It's just tropical. It is so humid. After Hell's Front Porch, we get false fall, where it gets a little cool for a week or two. A little cool. And you think, maybe it's finally over. And then we get second summer, where it gets hot again. And then there's actual fall, which is just lovely. We love actual fall. Actual fall is my favorite season. And those are Ohio's 12 seasons. Only I think there needs to be 13, because I think we need, after Hell's Front Porch, we need swamp season. Maybe with an asterisk, because we don't always get swamp season. But this year, we're definitely in swamp season. I think we skipped actual summer. We went to Hell's Front Porch, and now we're in swamp season. Yeah, so happy swamp season. Happy swamp season. Happy Shrek season. There goes an ambulance. I don't know if y'all can hear that. Probably. I just got back from my bachelorette weekend. Well, not just. We got back Tuesday. And I was feeling the post-vacation blues, man. I worked 8 days in a row, and then I had 6 days off, and the last 4 days of the 6 days off were the trip. It was so wonderful. I wish that I could live in that weekend. It was wonderful. Just wonderful. We drove down to Hocking Hills. There were five of us. Two sisters, two friends, me. Obviously. And we had, it was an Airbnb, it was a cabin in the woods, all by itself, no one else around, nice long driveway. You drive up, there's a fire pit, there's lots of trees around, a big front porch, there's the cabin itself, which was a wood A-frame, with a loft. And it had a second floor. The second floor was really small, but it was a loft. My bed was on the loft part, so it wasn't like closed in, it was just up above. And huge ceiling, huge tall ceiling on the main floor, and a giant window so you could look out into the woods. It had a hot tub, which we didn't use very much because it was quite warm and humid, but after our hike, it was nice. So we got there and we just hung out the first night. Everybody brought hella board games because I love board games. And we got lots of wine and snacks. And we played this game. It's called Blockbuster. It's a movie-themed game. It was so much fun. I don't know how many rounds of it that we played. But we just kept winning and just starting over because it was so much fun. We were just laughing our heads off. My voice was actually sore the next day from laughing so much that night. Yeah. I don't know if it's true for everybody, but the first night of vacation, there's nothing like it. First night of vacation is a vibe. You can't beat it. You know, of course the rest of it is great too, but the first night is just like, we're so excited to be there and everyone's having a good time. Oh my gosh, we laugh so much. Then the next morning, we woke up and we went on a long hike in the Hocking Hills. I guess it's Hocking Hills State Park. I don't know if it's a state. I think it's a state park. Yeah. We got up as early as we could, which ended up being, we left the house at 11. So not super early. But we got up, we had breakfast, we got dressed. And we hiked 6.5 miles in the park. Oh my gosh. I can't believe all this time, all of that was so close to home. I didn't know that Ohio had so many hills like that and mountains and like actually hiking, like climbing over rocks and stumps and trees, hiking. Not just walking in the woods. It was a hike. And it was so beautiful. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I've never been there before. I want to go back already. It was so pretty. Caves and cool rock formations. Oh my gosh, highly recommend. Plan out your trails before you go. We did a little bit, but we didn't know the difficulty of the different trails, so the way there we went was like the hiking trail. The way back that we took was very mostly, it wasn't flat, but it was like a wide padded trail. It wasn't like climbing over rocks. It was more of a walk, which is great because everyone was pretty tired. And we stopped for lunch halfway. We all brought little turkey sandwiches. And I will say this too, if you do go there, bring a lot of water because the water there is very, very metallic tasting. Like it tastes like when you bite your cheek and you drink some of your own blood, but like times four. So bring water, which we did, but then, you know, we ran out and had to refill. So if you can swing it, maybe bring a camel back. or something. Because the water does not taste good. But you're so thirsty that it doesn't really matter. You just chug it down and go on your merry way. So the way back, we were all pretty tired. And so to pass the time, the kind of overall theme of the trip was like 90s or Y2K. So the whole way back, we played a categories game. And the category was 90s things. We made it very general. And we all did each letter of the alphabet. So you have to think of something that starts with each letter of the alphabet all the way down. It's a category. It's like one of my favorite games. It's so easy and you can pick any category. And it's fun to play on the road or whenever you need to pass the time. And so, as soon as we got back, literally we were almost back. Like, we could see the parking lot and it started sprinkling. We're like, oh, it's not going to rain. Well, as soon as we like stepped out of the woods, it started pouring. So we ran to the car. It felt really nice though, because we were sweaty. Jumped in the car and we drove home. And oh my gosh, it was such a good hike. It was beautiful. I definitely wanted to go back there and do it again. Went home and showered. And what did we do that night? Oh, that night was the actual like 90s Y2K party. So we listened to good music and we played Dream Phone. One of the girls brought Dream Phone, which I never played before, but always heard of, and I remember seeing the commercials for it when I was a kid. I think it came out in 91, which I don't know if then there were later iterations of it, because I was born in 92, so obviously I wouldn't have remembered any commercial. I don't know, but I remember seeing it and wanting to always play it. It was so cool. Like, why don't we make games like that anymore? Why don't kids play games like that anymore? Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. We played Mall Madness too. That was the next day. Or no, that was later that night. Mall Madness. We have a photo shoot and we all wore like butterfly clips in our hair and slap bracelets. And we had ring pops and pixie sticks. We had wine. My friend brought her, she has a wine slushy maker. So like it grinds up the ice and it mixes it with like a flavoring and then wine. So good. Just delicious. And yeah, and then the next morning we got up and we went tubing on the Hocking Hills River, which is just lovely. We couldn't have planned this trip out better. It was perfect because we were all, you know, kind of a little hungover maybe from the night before. And so we just got on the river. And we jumped in these inflatable tubes. We had rope to tie ourselves together. So we were like all in a circle. And we could all see each other. And we just floated down the river for 4 hours. It was great. There were a couple times we had to get out and paddle. And one or two times we had to get out and actually pull our tubes. Because the rocks were really high. The water level was really low. But mostly we just floated down the river. It was great. It was so relaxing. And then we went home and we had lunch and we just hung out at home that night. We had a fire. We just kind of ate all of our leftover foods and made a fire and sat by the fire and talked. And then the next morning we packed up and came home and it was great. If you have the means, I highly recommend going on an all-girls trip. I myself grew up with sisters, and so it was like going home again. Just being around all girls was really comforting and really nice. And I miss it, and I want to do another one, like tomorrow. It was great, and couldn't have asked for a better bachelorette trip. I have, though, had some post-vacation blues since getting back. Which, when I was younger, I feel like I didn't really get it because I was just riding on the high from the trip. But I would say, like, the past, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 trips I've gone on, which has been a while because I haven't gone on too many trips throughout the pandemic. I just get kind of sad because I miss it and I don't want to go back to real life. Does anybody else get this? But yeah, but I'm okay. I'm good. I'm okay. Convincing myself that I'm okay. The second, I think, best part of a trip, I realize I forgot to do this on this trip, but I really like to, the first night, the first moment that you all kind of put your stuff away and settle in, I like to toast the trip, and I also like to set an intention for a trip. It sounds corny, but go with me on this. Especially if you're traveling, well, with anybody, or even if you're traveling solo, whatever. I think it's really important to get together and talk and set a goal or an intention for the trip, to verbally say what you wish or hope to get out of the trip. For example, went up to a cabin on the lake with my sister and her husband and my fiance, and we had been neighbors. My younger sister and I grew up together. We'd been neighbors all throughout college. We went to the same college, and then they moved away and we really missed them. And so the point of the trip was to like kind of reconnect with them and to just kind of relax and let go and de-stress, because we had all kind of been working really hard and missing each other. And so we all sat down and we said, this is what I want to get out of this trip. I don't want to plan too much. I don't want to overthink. I want to just decompress and enjoy, literally enjoy. And then at the end of the trip, we said, okay, that's what we did. Mission accomplished. But I guess we didn't actually say it, but my intention for this trip was I really just wanted all of my friends and my sisters and all of us to gel so that on my wedding day, everything would go smoothly and we'd all get along and there wouldn't be any clashing personalities. Not that I thought there would be anyway, because I have such a great group of girls that I picked for my wedding and that are in my life that I didn't really see that being a problem. But, you know, but now come wedding day, we'll have all of these memories and all these inside jokes and things that we can laugh about. And I just know that it's not going to be an issue. Because we all got along so well and we learned from each other and we laughed, and that's all I really hoped for. But I think this the first night would be the second best, but I think the best part of a trip is that moment. It's usually about three quarters of the way through, maybe on the last night, when maybe it's the moment when you realize that your intention for the trip has come true. I think it's important to have a moment during a trip where you quiet down and you can reflect on why you're on this trip, what you're getting out of it, if things are going, maybe not going well, but, you know, just what it means to be away, you know? And I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but when I'm doing anything, meditating, or if I'm working out, what gets me through it is knowing that when I'm done and I can reflect back, I will be glad that it happened. So sometimes when I'm meditating, it's hard for me to get into it. But then when I do, I try not to think about, is this going well now? Because I know that when I'm done and I can look back, I will think to myself, that was great. I'm glad that happened. You know? And so it's like when you go on a trip, it's like that amplified, because you get to be away from your actual life and you can get perspective on your life and what's going on. And you can look in from the outside and think, maybe things aren't so bad. And then when you get back into real life, you can look back on the trip and be glad that it happened. Am I making sense at all? It's like when you get back to real life, you don't, it's not necessary that you realized it in the moment on the trip, but the benefit of having left your real life. I lost my train of thought. Do you know where I'm going with this? Is this making sense whatsoever? I don't know how to explain it. It's just getting away from life. And then you come back and it's like, it's almost like if your life is like a road, and when you go on a trip, you're cutting the road. You're cutting a piece out of the road and going somewhere else with it and then coming back. And then when you come back to that road, it seems fresh again. You know? It's like new again, and you can see it in a different light. I think that's the best that I can explain it. If this makes sense at all whatsoever, let me know, because I feel like I'm just rambling. So yeah, that's why I love traveling. I always bring my journal now on trips, just to write down things that come to mind. And I think that's why it's important to get away when you're stressed, because it can help you get perspective and see that maybe things aren't as bad as you thought, or it can crack open an answer that you've been searching for. Even if it's just one night, escaping into nature and just unplugging, so to speak, putting your phone away for a little bit, getting away from everything that you normally do, can really, really help. Getting as far away from what you do normally, just for a few days. You know, if you do live in the woods, escaping to the city can be a great way to do that. Just getting away and doing something totally different than what you're normally used to is important. And I love to do it. It's very helpful and beneficial when trying to figure out what's going on. And then you'll even find when you get back in the following days, you'll start, at least for me, I realize things, you know, even days later. Even days after you get back from the trip, you know, because you're seeing your life again differently. And maybe it's like, since I was away for 4 days, then for the next 4 days, when I'm back, that'll be happening. Or maybe more. I don't know. You can't really quantify it. But my point is, if you're stressed out, if you're not really sure where you're going or what you're doing, find a campground nearby. Go camping for a night. Sleep in a hammock. Sleep in your car. Or if you have a tent, you know, just get away from it all for just a night or two and see what happens. And take some time to reflect on what it means. Well, thanks so much for listening. I hope that you got something out of this and that it wasn't just me rambling. If so, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Send me a DM on Instagram. You can follow me on there. You can follow along what I'm doing with the pod. Still looking for a social media, what did I call it? A social media, like, yeah, decision board. No, what did I call it? I don't know. A panel, a board to help me figure out what to do with my Instagrams. My many, many Instagrams. I'm only half serious. Yeah, you can follow me on there. It's at 30 New Things Podcast. You can send me a note on Anchor, or leave me a voice message, or you can just think well wishes through the air for me. And you can go on a trip and think of me and reflect on getting away from this podcast for a few days. JK, I love doing this. Even if nobody listens, I'm still going to keep doing it. I'm having so much fun and I'm learning a lot. And I hope to keep this going and keep trying new ideas and trying new things. So have a wonderful weekend. And yeah, see you next time.